on the Rosebud on Saturday, and Gerald Ryan's joining us. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
And I've just realised I promised Gerald earlier that I'd text him 10 minutes out, and I didn't. So my apologies, Gerald.
That's all right.
I was watching the trials. So. Yeah. Mate, we oversell, I think, the trials these days. We show them on the TV and we talk about them more than what we've ever done before. But what did you take out of that first trial with Winx?
Oh, well, she looked to have a hit out this morning, and I think Pariah looked to trial good, and Beta trial good. Happy Clap trial. It was a good trial.
Yeah.
Like you said, I don't know what time they ran, and I just watched the second trial too, and there were some good trialers in that too.
Yeah, Russian Revolution, I think, went around, didn't it? We're going to broadcast that in about 20 minutes. So, I mean, the one thing, I guess, is what I'm saying, Gerald, is that they're trials to get horses fit for them to race.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what they're there for. And, you know, racing's very competitive, especially when you're getting up at that level.
Yep.
You've got to be on your mark when you get to the races, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, it'll be interesting to see what Chris and Hugh say when they join us in about 20 minutes or so. Well, we're looking forward to the Rosebud and Minari. We're looking forward to seeing this three-year-old back on the weekend.
Yeah, well, he's got a bit of a boom about him. He's got to live up to it, but, you know, he's come back well. He's a big, strong horse now, and, you know, his two runs on good tracks was very good. He's running the slipper, is very good on a heavy track, but no, I do reckon he's a better horse on top of the ground. And he's done well. He's come back good. He's trialled nice, more relaxed. Worked very well this one.
You mentioned he's got a bit of a boom. Is it deserved at this stage, or is he got to take that step and win a race early part of the spring to really nail it?
Yeah, I think he's got to win. He's got to win one, which early part of the spring to warrant it. Most horses do.
Yep.
But, you know, the way he's going and what he's shown last prep and the way he's come back, well, I think he can live up to it. Hopefully he can, yeah.
Have you been, again, I'm probably bringing up trials again, but have you been happy with the two for him?
Yes, I have. Very happy. Very happy. Like his sectional last week behind Condor's Hero is very good.
Yep.
You know, I didn't go on about 22.7 his last 400. He wasn't at his top, so I think his trials have been good, and he's not keen at mad racing horse. He relaxes good, and like Jason rode him in the trial, and so as soon as he bounced a half length in front and dropped his hands in his neck, he said he'd just come straight back to him and relax good, you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A mixture of jockeys have been on him. Tim Clark, Corey Brown, McAvoy and Collett have ridden in the trials. Where have you gone for a jock?
Josh Parr. Kieran was to ride him, but he's going to Ascot. He's riding at Ascot, and then, well, being well, he'll run into San Domenico. So he was... he's in Japan that day as well. So Jason Collett was going to ride him, and then he went and got himself suspended. So and he won't be back for any of his two runs. So Josh Parr, he's done a fair bit of work on him, Josh, here at home, and he rode him this morning, and he was unlucky on him. He when he drew barrier one. At least Josh has ridden him, and he knows the horse. Yeah.
Yeah, he rode him in the Canterbury behind Pariah that day.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the expectation is there. You've been really happy with him. What you'd like to see is just a little bit of dryness between now and the weekend.
Yeah, it looks that way. Walking over the track this morning, well, you know, it's firm enough. So I'm not saying he needs to be right on top of the ground, but he doesn't need to be like a heavy team like he was racing in his last three starts in the autumn.
Yeah, understand. You've got Washington Heights in the spring preview at 1,400 metres. How do you see him off the recent trial?
Well, he's done well. He copped his race really good. He's first up for a long time. He copped it really good. We gave him an easy time. He just had a little pipe open on a trial last Tuesday, and he's done well and worked well. Not that we do heaps with him. You know, we protect him a little bit, but what he's been asked to do, he's done really well. He does it all on the artificial track here at home, and he appears to be going well, and he looks very well.
It's amazing how time gets away, Gerald. We're all getting a bit old here, but it's hard to believe he's six.
That's right, yeah. He was missing for 2 years, or not quite 2 years, but he was missing and when he went to Hong Kong. But, yeah, he's come back well, and you know, he's six. Well, I mean, it doesn't seem that long ago, him and Rubik and that were racing, and Rubik got foals on the ground, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. It's quite staggering. Just on a couple of the others, you mentioned Condor Heroes. Is he far away now?
No, he'll run first up in the San Domenico. He may trial at Warwick Farm next Monday. I'll just see how you do a little bit of work in the morning. And I think he needs to trial again. He'll trial on Monday at Warwick Farm. He may need it because he's a fast-going horse and he needs to be up to the mark when he gets to the races first up. He doesn't want to go there sort of feeling the run and... Because the way he races himself, well, he needs to be fit, you know.
Yeah, understand. And Trapeze Artist has had the two trials, Gerald.
Yeah, he's coming along. He's ticking over really nice. Trapeze Art is a very quiet colt, very laid-back colt. Arnie does what he has to do. And he'll run on Saturday week in the up-and-coming over 1300 first up.
You got some nice sort of quality three-year-olds that'll hopefully take the next step.
Yeah, there's some nice horses there, so, you know, just try and keep them apart and see where we go with them, whether they all head towards the Golden Rose or not. Got my doubts, but it's there on the agenda at the moment, but we'll just play it by ear and see how we go. We've got to go back to the races and win and race well before you go aiming at a race like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand you want to see them when they do it out on the track. Well, mate, we wish you the best with Minari. As I say, a little bit of a boom, if we can say it that way, but it sounds like you've got him in the right spot to get his preparation going Saturday.
Yeah, he's doing this. I think there's some really good three-year-olds, well, just turned three-year-olds around this year, and you can see the trials, as you've just seen them, and I think there's some really nice horses around, and the three-year-old racing's going to be very, very strong.
Yeah, it will be. Good on you, Gerald. Thanks for taking a few minutes of us this morning, mate.
Okay, no worries, Andrew.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan there, the latest on Minari.